Welcome back to Caught Doing Something Good. This interview series profiles youth in Western Alaska whose service to their community is something to be celebrated. Join me, Karen Trope, to meet budding thespian and performer Andrew Hafner of Nome.
Hi, my name is Andrew Hafner. I am 14 years old. I am currently in the 8th grade, and I play a few instruments, and I like to act.
Andrew is no stranger to the spotlight. He's been performing on open mic nights and acting in local theatrical productions for years, even though he's only entering his freshman year at Nome Belt High School this fall. His interest in the performing arts has led him to accumulate instruments since he was a kid.
Guitar, bass, ukulele, drums. So I started playing guitar. I was really interested in it when I was about 8, and then I started taking lessons with Sarah Hofstetter, and then that just kind of led, and I was always tapping on my legs. And so when I was supposed to play guitar for a few friends, we started like a mini band, I guess, and they didn't have a drummer, so I decided to drum, and I found that I really liked that, and that was about 5th grade, I want to say. Yeah, it was during 5th grade. And then I got a ukulele for my 10th birthday, and I really loved that thing, and I used to play it all the time. I would just have to look up a chord on the internet and then apply that to what I already know, good chord progressions. And I just recently got a bass back in August 2017, when I was in Minnesota visiting family. We went down to a guitar center, and I was like, I should buy a bass.
And with each instrument comes enthusiasm and dedication to learning a new musical craft.
The bass was kind of the most recent one because it's been like 4 years since I've bought a new type of instrument. There's always like those videos that you'll find on the internet, like top 10 overplayed riffs that you should definitely not play in Guitar Center. Well, those are the basics, and those are really good, like Queen, Another One Bites the Dust. That's probably the first one I learned, and it's probably the first line that every bass player has ever learned. And it would annoy people if you played it in a Guitar Center. It's basically like the Stairway to Heaven, but with the bass. But yeah, it's an easy one. And also finding just like how you like to pluck with your fingers, or I use a pick, but I play a lot of fast music. So I would just say really experiment with it. Like pluck random notes and find which ones, like what methods you think with your right hand, or if you're left-handed, whatever hand you use to play the strings, really figure that out first, because that gets kind of confusing.
Andrew has also starred in Nome-based musical theater productions like Sarah Hansen Hofstetter's Good in the Country and Shakespeare's The Tempest. Though working with Shakespeare's complicated language sounded difficult at first, Andrew took to the challenge.
Where should this music be? Is the air of the earth? It sounds no more, and sure it waits upon some god of the island. Sitting on a bank, weeping again the king my father's wreck, this music crept by me upon the waters, along both your fury and my passion with its sweet air. Thence I have followed it, or it hath drawn me rather, but 'tis gone. No, wait, it begins again! I had done Shakespeare once for school, and I played a sort of major character. He influences the plot a lot, but he doesn't have as much lines. He's a little elf-type, fairy-type thing named Puck. And so that's like the first time I did Shakespeare, and before this play, it was the only time. And I think kind of knowing what your character is saying, like what's in the line, what it really means, helps you understand what you're saying. Then all the fancy language makes sense, and it's easier to memorize, because if it's just a bunch of words, that might be hard to memorize, but if they have a meaning and you know what it is, you know what the words are saying, then you can say it with the tone of voice that you need to, or do the gesture that you need to, that kind of stuff. It sounds really complicated, and I remember looking over the script the day I got it, the first cast read-through, and looking at it and thinking, this is going to be hard. But it was kind of surprisingly easy after you really understand what your character's saying.
Oh, she's 10 times more gentle than her mother's crab, and she's composed of harshness. I must remove some thousands of these logs and pile them up. My sweet mistress weeps when she sees me work, but these sweet thoughts do even refresh my labors.
And while Andrew greets every performance opportunity with gusto, that doesn't mean he doesn't experience stage fright.
Do you ever get stage fright?
Oh, yeah. Lots of it.
What makes you continue to get up there?
Knowing that people will be entertained. I think just knowing that I feel like I'm going to do good, and even if I don't, I still put on a show.
As Andrew enters high school this fall, he'll be coming from his first time at Sitka Fine Arts Camp this summer, on recommendation from Anvil City Science Academy teacher Jeff Collins. And while Andrew has a lot of local opportunity to get experience in the performing arts, he's always up to the challenge of fine-tuning his craft.
I consider myself not a good singer, so I signed up for some singing classes. Still doing a lot of acting and some singing classes, so.
And as Andrew continues to look for more challenges at the start of his high school career, he has his eyes set on pursuing leadership opportunities behind the scenes.
I've seen, like, the high school plays, the high school drama. It's really good. So I kind of want to be a part of that, be in more plays, and if not, help set stage, make props, be a manager person behind the scenes, because that's what also makes a play great. And also open mics, of course.
For Caught Doing Something Good, I'm Karen Trope. If you know a student who's doing good in their community, feel free to contact us at cdsg@knom.org or call us at 443-5221. Our theme music was composed by Mystery Mammal. Caught Doing Something Good. It's time to take the spotlight and shine it on the positive.